food.
Free Talk Live. We are launching into the third hour of the program at 855 450 free. We are beating this horse into the ground. Good.
I love it.
It is the discussion about morality, and it is back. It has reared its head again here on Free Talk
Live. This is the kind of discussion that really does just keep going on Free Talk Live, though. I mean, it'll come back week after week.
Well, everybody's got to throw in, right? Like, everybody's got to, you know, you've heard the discussion, and Nemi's really glad that it came back up on this particular night.
I tell you, if it shows up 50 miles away from Keene in a conversation I'm having that Mark had caffeine and chocolate and lost his blessed mind on the air Monday night, of course I'm glad it's coming back.
So we're going to continue with your calls, 855-450-FREE. Also, there's news out there. We haven't really had a chance to cover very much of it, but I know, Nemi, you wanted to tell us about the Starbucks
gun
thing.
Yeah, I do want to talk about that.
But first, let's go to Nevada, where John is on the line. John, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. I wanted to take another stab at Ian's subjectivism. Ian, when you say that morality is subjective, aren't you really saying that moralist searches that we make, that you or I make, are they're really just preferences? So, for instance, if you say you think it's wrong to put people in jail for smoking pot, what you're saying is that's just your preference.
Well, no, it's wrong because, and then I can outline the reasons why I believe it to be wrong.
But if I'm saying it's subjective, you're saying there can be no reasons why it's right or wrong.
No, that's wrong. That's wrong about that. It's just I have my reasons, and then other people have other reasons why they think it's right.
Well, then I would go back to the shape of the world. Some people think it's round. Some people think it's flat. And the people who think it's flat have their reasons. So do you think the shape of the world depends on what their opinion is?
I'm not even sure why you're bringing that into this conversation. That's not a question about morality.
It's objectively provable.
Right. It's an objective truth.
It's an objective truth? But why would you say it's an objective truth?
Because it's repeatable, provable, scientific method. I mean,
right. These other things we're talking about, these
junior high science fair.
The moral questions we're talking about have to do with what people's values are and how they, find them appropriate to apply. So you want to go? You had posted on our Facebook page several different things about this, saying that if there's nothing wrong, this is your post. If there is no wrong choice, then there's nothing wrong with locking up Rich Paul. I think there is something wrong with locking up Rich Paul, and I think everybody on this show, and hopefully a lot of the people listening, think there's something wrong with that. But that's because we value individual rights over pretty much everything else. But there are others who have different values. For instance, some would say they might value the community, the health of the community, and that they believe that that Rich Paul, by selling cannabis to people, was contributing to negatively to the health of the community, and so therefore, for the betterment of the community, he needs to be locked away, and that it's completely moral for them to do that because it's for the good of the community.
But it has to. But at that point, you can show them to be wrong because you would say to them, "Well, should he be locked up for what did he get? 6 months?
A year?
1 year? Should he be locked up for 1 year? 2 years, 6 months.
How does that prove they're wrong?
Because if for them to be right that he needs to be locked up, they must be right that he has to be locked up to the minute of the amount of time that he has to be locked up in order for it to be correct. Because it would be immoral to lock Rich Paul up for the rest of his life.
Well, no.
For
that's
the behavior.
Okay. But they can quibble about that. But
that's not quibbling.
My point being that the basis of where they're coming from is completely different as where we're coming from. And you can talk about how right you are, and they'll talk about how right they are.
Well, the flat-earthers are coming from a completely different set of premises, so how can you say they're wrong?
What is their premise?
Well, their premise is I've looked at the Earth, and everywhere I walk, it seems to be flat. And I look as far as I can in any direction, it looks flat.
So you show them the satellite view, and it shows the Earth as round, and then what do they say?
And they think it's a government conspiracy.
I really don't see what it has to do with morality at all. I don't get it.
It has to do with objectivity. But by saying, when you say... Well,
everything is subjective. I mean, yes, when we look at pictures from the the satellites, we can make determinations about our observations of what's being presented to us. But ultimately, everything's subjective because it's subjective to your senses, the five senses that you have. And those, of course, can be manipulated, and they may be being manipulated. You may be sitting in one of those Matrix-style pods right now having all of this sent to you, and you can't prove that you're not.
So you don't believe that you don't know if the Earth is flat or round?
Oh, no. I have my opinion about it based on the information I've collected over time.
Good job, John.
You have proven
that Ian will not say that the Earth is objectively round.
No, in my opinion, it absolutely is. And
there's no opinion about objective.
Apparently,
you don't know what the freaking objective definition of objective is.
What I'm saying. By all evidence, it is. So in my opinion, yes, there is objective evidence
it's
that
not
it
an
is
opinion.
Round. But that presumes the Earth exists in the first place, and there's no real way to prove that any of this exists.
Okay, so you wouldn't say that the flat earthers are wrong because they have their own basis.
Of course I would, because I have an opinion about things.
Well,
so of course I think people are right and wrong. I'm a talk show host. I have to think people are right and wrong.
Well, if you believe you're right and they're wrong, then you must believe you're objectively right.
That's what I said. I think there's enough objective evidence to be... Excuse me?
If you believe you're right and they're wrong for locking up people who haven't done anything wrong, then...
But they think they have done something wrong. See, you don't... Maybe I'm just miscommunicating this here. I don't think there's any way that we can have this conversation because you guys are so sure you're right that these other people are wrong, so therefore there must be this objective morality, but the other people feel the exact same way about you. They are so sure that they're right and that you're the one who's wrong.
But so are flat earthers.
But there's proof that the Earth is round, and there's no proof about opinions about how, society should be organized and what's wrong when it comes to groups of people and how they operate toward one another. As I said, look, I was at this hearing the other night, the city commission meeting, where they were talking about the proposal I'd put on the table was, hey, you should end this prohibition on paraphernalia. And this one woman got up. She's like the head of Healthy 2020. There's like some sort of initiative in Keene to make Keene the healthiest city on Earth or something ridiculous by the year 2020. And so she gets up, and even though I was just proposing to get rid of a paraphernalia ordinance, she reads off this lengthy just treatise about how terrible marijuana is and, trots out all the prohibitionist arguments and, she wants the community to be healthy and that this is a threat to the health of the community and so therefore it shouldn't be allowed. And it didn't matter all the points that I made about, that me and everybody else that was there, there's a bunch of people supporting decriminalization and legalization. Didn't matter all the points that we made about individual rights. The board in that case, the community, they agreed with her premise that, this is what's right for the community and the children. We don't want to do anything that would put the children in danger of altering their state of consciousness, so therefore we're going to go ahead and leave things to status quo and keep arresting people and putting them in cages because they have a different belief system about what is right and what is wrong.
Well, I think, Ian, the reason you resist the idea that morality could be objective is because you feel you don't have a theory of how someone could have moral knowledge. But I think if you looked at how you believe you have other kinds of objective knowledge, you might find out that you don't really have a good theory for how you arrive at that either. So there's a philosopher named Michael Humer, who I believe you guys interviewed at Porkfest, and he's written a very good book called Ethical Intuitionism, I think, and I put some links to it on the Facebook page for Free Talk Live, explaining how we can have moral knowledge. So I think if you looked into that, it might change your opinion.
Thanks for the call, John. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE.
I would also recommend Immanuel Kant and the categorical imperative.
Okie doke.
I mean, there's a lot of people who've done a lot of work here on this, and they haven't just conjectured while sitting on the pot, okay?
Okay, Mark.
What are you saying, Mark?
He's just being condescending. More on the way here. You can take control and bring up whatever you want. You can bring up anything. That is the point of Free Talk Live.
Are you between the ages of 25 and 65? Do you need to lose at least 10 pounds? If you answered yes, we're looking for you. We need you to participate in an absolutely risk-free nationwide trial of an extremely potent weight loss supplement. It's called AF Plus. To participate, you must call 1-800-934-4295 in the next 10 minutes. AF Plus is a proven weight loss breakthrough. Take one capsule just once a day, and you can experience maximum weight loss. It's also one of the healthiest ways to lose weight because it safely boosts your metabolic heart rate, allowing you to shed pounds in days with just one capsule a day. We're so confident you'll lose weight that we'll give you a full-size supply to use absolutely risk-free. We only need 100 more users for this trial, so if you need to lose weight, call immediately to guarantee your participation in this nationwide risk-free trial. Call 1-800-934-4295. That's 1-800-934-4295.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Take control here. Toll-free, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com. Hey, you can actually control the content of the website. So what you can do is submit news stories, blog posts, YouTube videos, whatever online URL that you want to share with us and the other listeners of the show. Just submit it to the site. It appears on the front page thanks to our integration with Reddit. and it makes it easy to vote whether you like or dislike each item on the front page there. And then the more votes things get, maybe the more likely we'll talk about them on the air. Of course, the best way to get your thoughts on the air is to call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Also, we've got Skype. You can Skype in at username lrn.fm. ProXPN. I have to say, I'm pretty excited about ProXPN being on the show. I didn't know about them until Brian, who is our Sunday night co-host, basically brought them to the table and brought them on as an advertiser. And as soon as I heard about what ProXPN does, I was blown away. And I had a bunch of questions. And then, Mark, you and I did an interview with, was he the CEO of ProXPN? Yeah, the CEO of ProXPN a couple nights ago on your Edgington Post, which we posted to our SoundCloud channel, where I asked him all the tough questions I could come up with about ProXPN. And I have to say, he knocked it out of the park. It's a global virtual private network that works with almost any internet connection, creating a secure encrypted connection through which all of your online data passes back and forth. So everything you do online works through ProXPN. And basically, it protects your data, your information, your web browsing, everything that you do from being snooped on by various people that might want to snoop on you. The internet service provider that you're using, maybe some creepy guy in a van down the street trying to sniff out your Wi-Fi packets. You know, somebody who's an administrator on us, you know, on, like, let's say you're at like Panera Bread or something like that, using somebody's Wi-Fi network, you don't know them.
If your internet's supplied by a telecom, this doesn't give the NSA the ability to look in at your behavior either, right?
That's correct. And so ProXPN, by the way, they're not even located in the United States, so there is no NSA where ProXPN
is. The NSA is everywhere.
Located. They actually made a very deliberate choice with the Netherlands, I believe, is where they, was that right, the Netherlands, Mark, where they located this. And that's because they have some of the best, if not the best, privacy protections legally in the world there. So when you go to ProXPN.com, you can get signed up with a free account. They've got 2 million free accounts. That's how big this service is. I mean, this is a serious service. 2 million free accounts where you can try ProXPN, and it works on almost everything. They do restrict you not being able to use torrents because the ProXPN free account is limited on its bandwidth. But when you want to open up and get unlimited bandwidth and you want to get at a lifetime discount, that's what we have to hook you up with. There's a free talk.
Lifetime discount.
That's right. Discount code FTL20. Now, the 20 stands for 20% off the lifetime of the account. So you get unlimited bandwidth. You get this premium account. You can connect to multiple servers all around the world. And it makes it so that, let's say you're visiting a country where there's restrictions on the sites that you can visit there. Not if you've got ProXPN. Maybe you're at an at-work network or something like that where they're restricting the sites you can access. Not if you have ProXPN. They basically tunnel all of your traffic to their servers and keep it private. It's awesome stuff. Go and learn more at ProXPN.com/FTL. That's ProXPN.com/FTL. Get signed up for the free account. You're going to want to get the real deal and then use code FTL20 to get 20% off. Their shockingly low price is $10 a month, $9.95. But if you buy the year package, it's $74.95. And you can get 20% off of either of those price points. So if you get the year package, take 20% off of that. It breaks down to $5 a month. ProXPN.com/FTL. Let's continue here. Dave is on the line in Montana on Skype. Hey, Dave.
Hey, how are you tonight?
Welcome, sir.
Hey, I'm thinking here, you're standing with good company, and because Jesus was like saying when he was picking the grain, and all the people were going, look, he's picking the grain on a Sabbath. That's unmoral, you know, and that's like the same argument we're having here. You know, cannabis oil cures cancer. It's unmoral to keep it from the people.
Mm.
You know, and it's against the law. Picking the grain was against the law, you know, and so it is subjective, kind of, because it's, you know, people's opinions here are influencing truths.
Well, Dave, I say it's objectively immoral to imprison somebody for possessing a plant.
Then why is he there?
Because
people disagree with you.
Because evil people have power.
They think they're doing good.
The road to hell is paved by people who believe they're doing good. There's all kinds of evil people that will do evil, but most of them will tell you that they're doing evil.
No, I don't think that's true.
The people that do true evil that believe they're doing it for good.
Dave, any thoughts?
It's based on opinion, right? Or morals.
Yeah, it's all based on opinion, in my opinion. But then
I think it's objective.
Mark disagrees.
I think he thinks
it's subjective.
Opinion could be proven or disproven, right? So then the question will be answered in the evidence.
Well, the opinion can be maybe disproven or not, but the premises, the values that the opinions can be based on can't be, because people just, they hold different values. They could change their values over time. You know, somebody who today believes that marijuana...
It's proven cannabis cures cancer. Why keep it from somebody that has cancer? So that's
You're right. And I bet you if you took a prohibitionist like this woman that was from Healthy Keen 2020 or whatever the hell it's called, who was speaking out against cannabis, she didn't address the medical aspect. But it is always interesting to corner those people with medical questions like, hey, you support health. Well, here's a bevy of studies that show that medical marijuana helps people that have really serious maladies. And then, you can usually back that person into a corner where they'll admit
it's proven fact. It cures it. It's not a question if it does or not. It's proven.
Sure, and then it's just a matter of getting that person to look at the information and get them to really understand it and believe it and take it in and hopefully give them the time to change their opinion on that. Dave, thanks for the call tonight. I do appreciate it, as always, at 855-450-FREE.
How can you call the information that shows that marijuana can help people medically to be, proof and objective when somebody's sitting there and determining for themselves in their own mind whether or not that's true by reading it?
Run that by me one more time.
How can something written down on a piece of paper, information, information isn't tangible.
Like the Bible.
It is intangible.
Yeah.
And you're claiming that intangible things are subjective, and you're claiming that evidence, which is, once again, intangible, it exists in the mind, it is an idea, evidence is an idea. How can you claim evidence exists? How can you claim that medical marijuana is demonstrably good for people who are ill and that you can show people that? Mm-hmm. If you can't show them that morality is demonstrably so and demonstrate that, how can one be demonstrable and the other not be demonstrable?
Well, one is a question about morality, which ultimately hinges on people's values, and the other is a question of helping people get better. I mean, that's just physical.
Okay, and values have to do with scruples. Values have to do with morals and the norms.
You and John keep, messing the conversation up into things that are physical and real and, provable.
No, I'm not.
And
evidence is not
real. With morality, which is all inside you. 855-450-FREE. It's something you can look at. You can determine from. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food? What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the Staples CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. And if you've got bitcoins, you can send them into our Bitcoin tip jar if you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live. It doesn't matter if you take Nemi's side or Mark's side or whatever. Where if you enjoy the show, send something into the Bitcoin tip jar at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. There's actually a little chip in there now, thanks to bitcoinchipin.com. That makes it easier than ever to contribute your Bitcoins. But first, you have to have a Bitcoin wallet. And let me tell you, Mark, I had to go through something last night that the average person probably doesn't go through the average person with a Bitcoin wallet. The Bitcoin software that you download from...
The QT?
Yeah, the official Bitcoin software that you install on your computer and that holds the entirety of all of every Bitcoin transaction that has ever had or that has ever happened. That's called the blockchain. That exists on your hard drive. Well, mine was getting too damn big. I had 30 gigs of blockchain there, and I didn't think it was that big already, but I don't know, there was a lot of damn blockchain, and so I literally was running out of space on my hard drive, so I actually had to look up online. There's no easy solution. The solution's simple, but the average person doesn't like to probably open up command prompts. You know, the old text thing looks like DOS. That thing still exists.
Oh, yeah, that's what computers run on top of.
Right.
Everything runs on top of that.
I actually had to open up command line prompt and type in some things so I could move the Bitcoin blockchain directory to a different drive where there's more room to store it there. So I could free up some space. My computer wouldn't crash on me. I mean, this is a problem. This blockchain growing.
When was the last time you updated your QT wallet?
It's up to date.
Because my blockchain isn't nearly that large. The new wallets should only be dealing with stuff that you've used, the like your transactions, as I understand it.
What are you talking about?
All right, well, it's a lot smaller than it used to be.
Okay, it's 23 gigs, actually. I was wrong about the size. So 23 gigs. That's still pretty damn big. You're saying the blockchain's smaller today? I've never heard anything about that. I'm running the latest software, Mark, and I don't know. Anyway, it just keeps getting bigger because more and more transactions are happening. And there's one way that's easy to avoid this problem. You just get a blockchain.info wallet, and then it's all online and encrypted.
Yeah, blockchain.info. They've got the easiest online wallet to use. They've got encryption techniques that go on right inside of the browser, so they don't know what your balance is. They don't have possession of your balance. They don't have any of that. Mm-hmm. The wallet belongs to you. It's encrypted in your browser. It's blockchain.info, and it gives you complete control of your money. They actually have tools there to allow you to send and receive anonymously. You've got to use the tools. It doesn't just happen on its own. Bitcoin's, there's responsibility in using Bitcoins if you believe you're going to interact anonymously. It's blockchain.info.
Yeah, and they've got the Android and iPhone app too, which makes it really easy to send.
I just sent some Bitcoins to somebody using my Android app.
So fast, so easy, and free. Blockchain.info. All right, so 855 450 free. Mark, would you like to resume shouting and pounding your hand
please,
at us?
Please do. This is so fun.
The break.
You people playing with me.
So that
you can, you know, for your own entertainment. I don't even know if you're taking the positions you take just to watch me chase my tail.
I don't take false positions on this show. We're not that kind of show. If I'm taking a position that I don't believe in, I will usually preface it with, I'm playing devil's advocate here, or I will say that at some point.
Or you'll use a voice
during the conversation, or I will, yes, play a character or something like that. So there you go. 855, 450 free. Nemi,
yes.
Coffee, guns.
We were still in the midst of the email from the.
The Bitcoin email.
The Bitcoin email.
All right, fine. Quickly, let's wrap that up.
Okay. This guy says
that was like an hour ago. Go ahead.
It was an hour ago. This guy says that he thinks it's time for FTL to ditch Bitcoin sponsors and tiptoe away from this currency.
You know what? I'm happy to ditch the Bitcoin sponsors if this guy will come up with how about 50 grand? 50 grand a year?
Maybe
more than that.
No, not a year. He's going to have to come better than that.
Let's go. Come to the table with $100,000 for us, and then we'll talk about ditching the Bitcoin sponsors. Because we've got some great Bitcoin sponsors that have been on board with us. I mean, and ditching Bitcoin sponsors might also mean ditching other sponsors that are related. Because, like Zen Magnets, for instance, you can buy them with cash or Bitcoin, and they might be upset that we're ditching them too. Look, I'm not going to ditch my sponsors. If somebody wants to come on the show and they got a good product and a good service, we're going to take payment from them in the way that we're willing to take payment. Credit card, Bitcoin, cash, check. You know, we're whatever.
Litecoins?
Take Litecoins.
Who's going to be the first person to buy ads with PP coins?
God, I don't know if I really want I don't know if I really want the other coins. I've got some of the PP coins, and I don't really care about them.
He says, I think it's time for FTL to ditch the Bitcoin sponsors and tiptoe away from this currency.
Mm.
Digital currency is useful, but let Bitcoin's failure be a lesson when building future currencies. But it's effectively a failed product. To continue to advertise and push it. Well, this is, remember, an email from April when Bitcoin looked like it was going down.
Ah.
Of course, now it's going up. So to, you know, whatever. You can just say whatever,
You know what I liked at the Bitcoin conference? They had these singers come out, and they had V masks that they were wearing. They were supposedly rappers, but they were singing at certain points. They basically took popular music and then redid the lyrics to Bitcoinize the songs. And so one of them was Billy Joel's For the Longest Time, and they changed it into Hold for the Longest Time.
Yeah.
And I just thought that was brilliant because that's the strategy here, right?
It's a strategy.
My strategy. If you bought Bitcoins at $150 and then they went down to $60 and you started freaking out and you sold it at $80 and now they're back up to $140 or whatever they're at today.
Yeah.
They were at $130 something last time I looked. Now they're back up. You're probably feeling pretty bad about selling them. So if you just held on and been patient and waited, because a year ago, what was Bitcoin a year ago today? I bet you it was 15 bucks or something like that. Because I remember during the summer it was 6 to 10. We're almost to the end of summer at this point. You know, you can pull up that information, but it wasn't anywhere near $100 plus for Bitcoin. So I'm in this for the long haul, and does that mean I could get burned? Yeah, I mean, tomorrow it could go down to zero and never come back. There could be some other cryptocurrency, the PP coin, could all of a sudden catch fire and you know, take out Bitcoin.
It's maybe about $12.
Yeah, there you go. Now, so it's 10 times. It's more than 10 times what it was.
Right. Anybody can buy high and sell low. It's easy to do.
Yeah.
So the trick is, of course, to buy low and sell high. And what Free Talk Live has suggested is buying bitcoins not and using them as a currency, but not selling bitcoins.
Correct.
You know, obviously, when you use it's them, it's essentially
for me.
Selling.
For me, it's not an investment. It's another currency. It's a better currency than than the Federal Reserve note. Yes, a lot of people accept the Federal Reserve note, but if we want more people to accept Bitcoin, then it behooves us to accept them ourselves.
To continue to advertise and push it, you have to just be looking to squeeze extra money. Please. The listeners owe a reality check with Bitcoin and a truth-telling about their plummeting value and worthlessness. You guys should apologize for rallying for them hard recently and that it's a product with faults, and it's now a starting point to develop more and a better currency. Thanks. So,
well, I know that I heard...
I do think it has its faults, and yeah. I think that you outlined probably the greatest fault of it at this point, which has been the blockchain. Now, I think the blockchain's been addressed in the QT, but I'm not technical enough to approach that, and I'm going to have you, Ian, approach it after the show, because so we don't have time to do it, during, you know, do it during the show, but I think it's been addressed.
Well, the fact is, the Bitcoin was first to market, and is it perfect? No. And as I know you guys were, I think you were having a conversation with Brian Sovereign about this from Sovereign Tech. He's your Sunday night co-host, Mark. And he was talking about how he doesn't see Bitcoin as the future. He doesn't believe that Bitcoin's going to be it. But Bitcoin was first to market, and when you're first to market with a good idea, that's got momentum, man. I mean, Advil... You know, some people call aspirin, Tylenol. These are big names because you know, they hit the market and they've stuck around. And Bitcoin is was first.
Well,
and
aspirin was first.
It's going to stick around. You know, 855, 453. But there was a company that brought it out, right? And I just don't remember which one it was.
Bayer.
Bayer. Was it
probably.
Bayer? Yeah. And they're still out there, even though aspirin. You know, anybody can make aspirin. There's no. No copyright on that. You can take control here in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, and so we'll come back. It's Free Talk Live.
Business owners, listen up.
Give me an L.
Give me another L.
Give me a Z.
What's that spell?
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home, protect your car, protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Attention homeschoolers, teachers, and students of all ages. Now there's a way to learn English grammar using the Holy Bible. Sacred Grammar is a unique book that teaches all of the fundamentals of English grammar using Bible verses. Affordable and simple to use, it's a superb supplement and a great teacher's aid. Whether your focus is teaching children at home, strengthening your own writing skills, or just speaking proper English, Sacred Grammar offers all the tools you'll ever need. Learn to use words through His Word. For more information, go to sacredgrammar.com at sacredgrammar.com.
In times of disaster, internet and mobile networks will go dark. A wealth of online information will be completely inaccessible. Now, imagine the most extensive survival and disaster preparedness library ever created, with information for every possible scenario still available to you without online access. That's the survival key. Ben Franklin said it best. By failing to prepare, you're preparing to fail. Get your survival key at GetSurvivalKey.com. Quite literally, the key to your survival. GetSurvivalKey.com.
It's time to get healthy, and your first step towards a healthy lifestyle begins at the Healthy Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 28th and 29th at the Music City Center in Nashville. Get your free tickets at thehealthylivingexpo.com and join us for Tennessee's most comprehensive health, fitness, and nutrition expo. There's over 100 exhibits with information and services to help create a healthier life. Also, more than 25 health screenings, cooking demos, and the latest fitness trends. Plus, visit the Longevity booth. Get free tickets at thehealthylivingexpo.com. There's prizes all day on the stages and at the booths, like fitness memberships to an area health club every hour. The Healthy Living Expo, September 28th and 29th at the Music City Center, Nashville. Get free tickets for yourself, your family, your friends, and everyone you know at thehealthylivingexpo.com. Get to the website now, because tickets are $10 at the door. The Healthy Living Expo, your first step towards a healthy lifestyle.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and moments remain here at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. freetalklive.com is the feature, is the site. There are a lot of features there. And if you enjoy the program and want to help support Free Talk Live, then please do promote us. Go to promote.freetalklive.com to get a list of things that you can do to help get Free Talk Live into more ears around the world so more people can come across the ideas of freedom and analyze them for their own selves, hopefully determine that they are the most moral, or at the very least, the most practical, or both, and
I think they're
them.
Closely related.
Yeah, so go to freetalklive.com, and go to promote.freetalklive.com for that list. You'll also learn how to get a free bumper sticker and more. So we'll continue here. Nemi,
Ian,
let's talk about the guns and coffee thing.
Yes, let's please.
Because it wasn't too long ago that Starbucks seemed to uphold the rights of gun owners
yep.
to open carry in their stores.
Yep,
that
I
was
have,
within the last year or so.
Within the last two,
yeah.
if my memory serves. I have I've seen several Liberty people with a similar T-shirt. It's Guns and Coffee. It's a rip off the Starbucks
yeah.
theme. It's the same idea. So this came out, it was this week. An open letter from Howard Schultz, CEO of Starbucks Coffee Company. It says, "Dear fellow Americans, few topics in America generate a more polarized and emotional debate than guns. In recent months, Starbucks stores and our partners, employees who work in our stores, have been thrust unwillingly into the middle of this debate. That's why I'm writing today with a respectful request that customers no longer bring firearms into our stores or outdoor seating areas. From the beginning, our vision at Starbucks has been to create a third place between home and work where people can come together to enjoy the peace and pleasure of coffee and community. Our values have always centered on building community rather than dividing people, and our stores exist to give every customer a safe and comfortable respite from the concerns of daily life. We appreciate that there is a highly sensitive balance of rights and responsibilities surrounding America's gun laws, and we recognize the deep passion for and against the open carry laws adopted by many states." It says, "In the United States, open carry is the term used for openly carrying a firearm in public. For years, we have listened carefully to input from our customers, partners, community leaders, and voices on both sides of this complicated, highly charged issue. Our company's longstanding approach to open carry has to been follow local laws. We permit it in states where allowed, and we prohibit it in states where those laws don't exist.
How can you prohibit it with the laws already exist?
where the laws allowing it don't already exist. I think that's what he's trying to say. We have chosen this approach because we believe our store partners should not be put in the uncomfortable position of requiring customers to disarm or leave our stores. We believe that gun policy should be addressed by government and law enforcement, not by Starbucks or our store partners. Recently, however, we've seen the open carry debate become increasingly uncivil and, in some cases, even threatening. Pro-gun activists have used our stores as a political stage for media events misleadingly called Starbucks Appreciation Days that disingenuously portray Starbucks as a champion of open carry. To be clear, we do not want these events in our stores. Some anti-gun activists have also played a role in ratcheting up the rhetoric and friction, including soliciting and confronting our customers and partners. For these reasons, today we are respectfully requesting that customers no longer bring firearms into our stores or outdoor seating areas, even in states where open carry is permitted, unless they are authorized law enforcement personnel. I would like to clarify two points. First, this is a request and not an outright ban. Why? Because we want to give responsible gun owners the chance to respect our request, and also because enforcing a ban would potentially require our partners to confront armed customers, and that is not a role I am comfortable asking Starbucks partners to take on. Second, we know we cannot satisfy everyone. For those who oppose open carry, we believe the legislative and policymaking process is the proper arena for this debate, not our stores. For those who champion open carry, please respect that Starbucks stores are places where everyone should feel relaxed and comfortable. The presence of a weapon in our stores is unsettling and upsetting for many of our customers. I am proud of our country and our heritage of civil discourse and debate. It is in this spirit that we make today's request. Whatever your view, I encourage you to be responsible and respectful of each other as citizens and neighbors. Sincerely, Howard Schultz.
You know, actually, I kind of like the tone of this, of the way that he puts this out there. Now, I want to ask you
about
a question about the early part. Mm-hmm. Does he ask people to not carry guns or not open carry guns?
And that's a good question. He says, I'll read it again. That's why I am writing today with a respectful request that customers no longer bring firearms into our stores or outdoor seating areas.
I thought that's what he meant. And
so concealed carry is now out of the question.
Well,
so
not out of the question. He's asking.
He's requesting.
Well,
and no one would know.
It is his property. So if someone is respectful of property rights, then yes, certainly in theory, I can go leave the show, go down to the Keene Starbucks and walk in there, conceal carrying. And since nobody's going to touch me, how is anyone going to know the difference?
Right. And
so he says in here, we're giving an opportunity for gun owners to respect our request. But I would certainly want to respect the property rights of another person. And that's why I'm not going to go to Starbucks anymore.
Hmm. Well, I don't like that. I don't like that particular line in it. I feel that he's stepped over what I would consider,
He's taking sides.
He's taking sides. If he wanted to not take sides, and that's what the rest of the memo sounds like.
Yeah.
We don't want to take sides. Oh, yes, you do.
Yeah, you sure do. And that's why I don't really like the way he's presented this.
If he didn't want to take sides, he'd be like, look, open carry is a form of activism. I concur with that. Open carry is a form of activism. It shouldn't be. But it is today, and we're not really looking for activism here. We're looking for people to be comfortable with each other. So, you know, if you're a concealed carry permit holder, just continue to do your thing.
Exactly.
You don't even have to say that, but just don't open carry, I think, would be what he should have
that
said.
That would have been a better middle ground,
in my opinion.
Yeah, and I concur wholeheartedly.
Had he said that, would you have continued being a customer there?
Probably, yeah. Mm-hmm. Now that I've been limited because I'm not active law enforcement or military, or I don't fit his criteria,
right.
I do respect property rights.
We trust those guys. How about people that work at naval yards?
Right, exactly.
Are they okay?
Or the guys who shoot dogs when they go to the wrong house. I think he's overstepped. And granted, I don't drop a lot of money at Starbucks because I think $3.55 is a little ridiculous for a cup of coffee. But I do go occasionally. I did go occasionally, and I do carry. So what am I supposed to do?
So the way he makes it sound, I'm not a Starbucks customer. I don't buy coffee. I've been into their stores previously. I've sampled their products when I've been there with other people. I've enjoyed them. They're tasty. I understand why people like them. In this case, he makes it sound like this has been a conflict that has been bubbling up in the stores. So somebody comes in with a gun, some other person there is uncomfortable about it.
You guys were carrying a shotgun at a Starbucks out in the outside seating area not that long ago. It was within last month. No, this is, I believe it was in Seattle, but I could be wrong on the location. I believe it was Washington State at the very least. Two guys carrying a shotgun, or each just having a shotgun with them, certainly drew a lot of attention. I think that's irresponsible. First of all, as someone who handles weapons, I think that's irresponsible. I think you should know as a gun owner that's the reaction you're probably going to get from someone who doesn't handle weapons all the time. I know that there's
someone not open carry then for that reason.
I generally don't open carry for that reason, but here in New Hampshire, as we've seen with Dave Ridley, open carry is allowed, and you don't need.
Apparently, it's allowed in Washington.
I don't know what the laws are in Washington, but that's my understanding.
If you're sitting out at Starbucks with a shotgun and open carry is not legal, odds are good you're going to find out.
Right, that's fair enough. But what I mean to say is I don't know what the specific laws are.
Right, right. But they were there.
I do in New Hampshire.
Okay, they were there with a shotgun. I'm going to presume open carry is legal.
I know that in New Hampshire, the Attorney General has issued a memo in light of Dave Ridley's experiences years ago that someone else's alert or alarm does not negate the right of the person to open carry in New Hampshire.
Okay, so first off, open carry refers simply to handguns. You cannot open carry a long gun because you cannot conceal a long gun.
Sure, you could if you had a trench coat.
Okay, yeah. The law's written for people with trench coats, Ian.
Well, okay. It could be, Mark.
The question is whether or not you're able to carry a shotgun. And in many, many, many states, I think most states, I believe California, if some book that I read was to be believed, maybe they've changed the law since then, but that you can carry, open carry, you know, a long gun just about anywhere because you have to be able to get from one location to another. What does the person who lives in downtown Los Angeles who doesn't have a car who likes to hunt supposed to do?
Buy a bag.
Put it in a bag.
Do you think they sell
those things?
They do. No, I mean, I know they have a gun bag. I'm 100% certain of that.
So, yeah. So, obviously, you know, we as property rights supporters support Starbucks' right to make rules for their own property.
Sure.
And in this case, he's kind of dancing around this being a rule. He's requesting that people follow this. That doesn't mean that there's going to be no guns signs going up at Starbucks.
But I certainly hope not.
But I wonder what kind of pressure they were under, too, because, you know, when you've got this conflict, there are going to be activist groups, and as he pointed out, they're on both sides of this.
Yeah.
So I imagine there were a lot of people writing them saying, we're going to quit coming here if you don't do something about this. And
it's just escalating.
He chose one group of customers over another, and sometimes that's what you have to do. Whether or not there'll be a lot of fallout for them from boycott is another question. We'll see you tomorrow at freetalklive.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.